703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Basically, what you're doing is you're giving us the foundation of the country, the foundation of our values, our belief system regarding the pursuit of happiness. A lot of times I've heard people say the pursuit of property. Have you heard people use that interchangeably with just the pursuit of happiness, pursuit of property?
Yeah. I've never heard that precisely put that way. Pursuit of property, it sounds crass, but we conservatives understand, and Russell Kirk says this, we understand that freedom and property are linked, inextricably linked. Somehow they are. It is built, natural law, it's built into every man to want to own his own home. Everybody wants somehow, hey, I want my own property. Now, this discussion that we're having will be branched off into so many different things. There was a book written in our lifetime, The Art of Self-Love. I'm not there. I'm not saying to your listeners, our listeners, go out and love yourself more. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you do love yourself, and it's not a sin. But then now you got to temper that self-love with loving your neighbor as yourself. Again, here's John Locke on the subject, who was the grandfather of the Declaration of Independence. Everybody acknowledges that Thomas Jefferson, when he wrote the Declaration, he was basically parroting John Locke. The phrase "pursuit of happiness" was not unique to Jefferson. He's not the one that came up with that. It was Locke that phrase and or. Jonathan Edwards, the same thing, and he was brilliant. Sure. He was preacher, but he was brilliant. Here's what John Locke said: since God has given everyone the desire to pursue happiness as a natural right, the government should not interfere with anyone's pursuit of happiness so long as it doesn't interfere with others' right to pursue happiness. That's a definition. It's a pretty good definition of freedom.
Sure.
Okay.
And it goes right along with everybody being created equal.
Yes, and it's kind of a libertarian idea of government. Locke was a Christian. The more I read, I've read some of his first and second treatise on government. I've read Locke, and he was brilliant too. John Locke, all of these guys were brilliant. But some authors now say, well, he was a deist, or he was not. He was a Christian. I'm telling you, you'll have to take my word for it or do an in-depth study yourself. Just don't Google it and read something from Harvard saying about something. You got to look at the primary source of this.
Okay? Sure.
But I think he was a Christian man. And I think that the Declaration of Independence is the Christian idea of government. God created us all. It's with this is a natural right. Everybody wants to be happy. I can't get away from it. The Bible now says, Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. See, Jesus doesn't tell you to love yourself. He doesn't have to tell you to love yourself. You do love yourself. Now, love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's just what John Locke just said. Is that how you would like to be treated? The way you treat people. Is that the way you want to be treated? So if I go around insulting people all the time, oh, yeah, I like it when people insult me. Oh, do you? If you don't like to be insulted, don't insult others.
Right.
That's the way we're supposed to live as Christians. Now, if I'm wrong, if Randy, if you say, Pastor Chaffee, you're wrong on that. Okay. Hey, by the way, if I am wrong, I really do want you to tell me I'm wrong.
Right.
It's not bad for you to tell me I'm wrong. And let's discuss it. Maybe I am wrong. It wouldn't be the...
Yeah, well, let me ask you this question. because last night I was at a candidate forum here in Antrim County, and I talked to a couple people off on the side as people were milling about. And they asked me point blank, they said, Randy, why do you always attack or insult the elected officials? And I said, well, if you take it that way, that's not my intent. I'm not wanting to insult. I'm holding them accountable for votes and different things. Yesterday I mentioned Ed McBroom, the state senator up in the 38th Senate District, was the only Republican in Lansing to vote for the budget. All 54 Republicans in the House voted no. All of them. All the other senators voted for it, against it. Ed McBroom's the only one that voted for it. So by me, am I insulting him when I'm on the radio holding him accountable for his voting record? Is that an insult?
No. I mean, if you say, no, we shouldn't name call. I know President Trump name calls. I wish he wouldn't do that, but nevertheless. But nevertheless, I'm voting for him. Voting for him. You bet I am. And that's just how he lives. And I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying that's just the way that is. Mm-hmm. But treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated. Again, Jonathan Edwards says this. He said, they certainly are the wisest men that do those things that make for the most happiness, for the most of their own happiness. And this, in effect, is acknowledged by all men in the world, for there is no man upon the earth who isn't earnestly seeking after happiness. And it appears abundantly by the variety of ways they so vigorously seek it. Now, here's the story. Now, let me pivot here a little bit. Well, you're just telling people to live selfishly. I'm saying it's built into us to love ourselves and want to be happy. Now, God says, here's what God says in his word. He says that obey me, and by obeying me, you will be happy. That's what God says. He says, Deuteronomy 6:18. He says this 10 times in the book of Deuteronomy. He says, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Hey, he says to his own people, listen to me, obey me, that it may be well with thee. Now, we're supposed to do everything for the glory of God and his son, Jesus Christ. True, that's true enough. But it's already built into us that we love ourselves. If we would do what's right, that is the path to true happiness. So we have to convince people. See, when I go out and preach the gospel, I tell people that Jesus loves them. He died on the cross for their sins. He was buried. He rose again from the dead. And you need to repent of your sin and put your faith in Christ, trusting in him, and him only is your only hope of salvation. And then you can go to heaven when you die and not to hell when you die. The person says, well, I don't want to go to hell. Well, why don't you want to go to hell? Because it's a place of fire and burning, and I don't want to go. Right. So put your faith in Christ, and it's good for you. Do you love yourself? Of course yourself. That's why we discipline our children. We say, look, if you do this, there's going to be a consequence. We discipline our children not because we hate them, but because we love them. We want them to be really happy. Sin, even talking to Christians out there, when you get rebellious against the Lord and you do what you want to do, thinking that's going to bring happiness, let me tell you, it doesn't. The epitome of this is Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So God says to Rusty Chatfield, he says, okay, Rusty, do this, A, do that. And I, in rebellion, say, I'm not going to do that. I want to be happy. I'm going to do B. I'm not believing God then. See, I have to deny myself and my own thinking, say, well, God in his word tells me to, let's say, be forgiving. God in his word tells me to tithe a tenth of all my income to the church. Or God in his love and his commandments tells me to treat my neighbor as myself and be forgiving and help my brother and be a good, kind, friendly Christian. That's what God tells me to do. And if I do it, that's the true path to happiness. So it's a matter of, am I going to follow my ideas of happiness? I do preach every week in the Sheboygan County Jail. One of the best things about preaching in the jails, because I go back there and preach to the men in jail, and they listen to your program. Some of them tell me they listen all the time, just so you know.
Thank you, sir.
And they're listening right now, no doubt. But, hey, nobody wants to be in jail. And I'll say something to the effect of, hey, your choices in life that brought you to this jail, are you happy? And they'll say, no, I wish I worked here. Well, now follow God's path for your life, and you will indeed be happy. You see what I'm saying? They chose to get drunk and drive. A lot of them have drinking problems. And for at that instant, they thought that would make them happy. But it really didn't. So God in his goodness gives us his word and say, now this is the true path to happiness. Your choices, rebellion against the gospel of Jesus Christ, is a true path to sorrow in this world and potentially, if you reject the gospel, eternity in hell. So we appeal to their self-love that everybody on the face of the earth has. And there's no getting around it. There's no denying it. Now, to the Christian, God says, just love your neighbor as you love yourself. I tire of Christians who will say, like, oh, I don't love myself. I just love my neighbor. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Paul says, for no man yet ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it. Nobody hates their own flesh. Nobody does that. But treat other people the way you want to be treated. And that is the path to happiness. Now, that phrase there, the pursuit of happiness, that's what our founders believed. And so they had slightly different takes of the pursuit to happiness, but everyone should be free to pursue happiness. That's such a fundamental freedom. Okay, there you go. But there could be a book on this. And if I ever wrote a book, I'd probably start off with the universal law of self-love. We all want to be happy. Trust God in his word, in natural law and revealed law, to pursue this happiness. Do what God says.
Yes, absolutely. One component of that is the world we're living in today. Maybe we could wrap it up in the last segment here. What examples can you think of based on current events and current things happening, the big election, of course, that's going on, but in the local communities and things that are happening in our public schools and all of our city council meetings and organizational meetings, different parties and groups and all the things that are happening, where are we at? Where do we fit in right now in the timeline of things with regards to self-love and pursuit of happiness? Maybe we can wrap it up with that.
Okay, I got a good illustration I can share with you on the other side.
Very good, because I think that needs to be brought home as to what is it we're here for, what are we supposed to be doing, and where are we at, basically current events, standard days of our lives that we're living right now. So we'll wrap it up with Pastor Chatfield. Final segment of the history lesson. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show with an example to wrap up this hour's discussion of pursuit of happiness. Pastor Chatfield, you said you had an illustration for us.
I got this from Kevin DeYoung. He's a Presbyterian, but we won't hold that against him. He's a real good man of God. But anyway, although I'm Baptist, it's like Baptists say about Presbyterians. I love Presbyterians. I like to baptize every one of them. That's what Dr. Lee Robertson used to say. But anyway, Kevin DeYoung's a great man. But anyway, he gave this illustration. He said, a lady walks into a counselor's office and she says to the counselor, she says, people keep lying to me. I just know I'm overweight. I'm just so overweight and I need to diet. And I need to be, people leave me alone and let me be who I am and let me have my freedom. I don't want to eat this stuff that they want to feed me. And the counselor, what would the counselor say to this woman who's 5'8" and weighs 80 pounds? She's anorexic.
Right.
She is convinced she will be happy if she keeps dieting. Mm. She's convinced. She's fat. She weighs, 70 or 80 pounds and she's 5'8". Listen, true love. True love tells that person, listen, Karen, or whoever, I'm thinking of Karen Carpenter, you're not overweight. I love you. You need to eat. Her idea of happiness was wrong. Eventually, if you're 80 pounds and you keep dieting and you're anorexic, you're going to die. Okay? See, the thinking is wrong. She's wrong. See, now we've got this thing where we have no standards of morality. Now, I'm going to apply this to somebody who thinks they're transgender. Where a woman, a girl, female, walks into an office and says, I am a boy on the inside. Or worse yet, there's a boy that walks into an office and says, I am a girl on the inside. And people want to affirm who they think they are. And the boy thinks that I will be happy if I have surgery and make myself a girl. See, you're wrong about your pursuit of happiness. They are pursuing happiness, but they're objectively wrong. When we love that person as ourselves, if I was in that case, I'd want somebody to stop me. I would not want somebody to endorse my insanity. See, that's where we are today. We've lost this whole notion of what Blackstone said, natural law. Mm-hmm. And revealed law of the Bible. Those are our absolute standards. Now, I might have an argument with a Presbyterian over this or that as a Baptist, but we're both Christians, assuming we believe the gospel, right? So I get that. There always has been in America tension between a more libertarian way of thinking and a more conservative way of thinking. But all of us can agree that the socialistic Marxist way of thinking is totally wrong. It's a denial of all natural law and the Bible, and we're losing our freedom. So we have to understand the pursuit of happiness is based in natural law and in the Bible, and it is the most fundamental of rights, this universal love that we have for ourselves. We all want to be happy.
Got it. Now, here is the bottom line, though, from today's lesson. How do you know what your rights are, both natural and, like you say, given to us from God through the Bible? How do you know those rights, Pastor Chatfield, if you don't go to school every week, if you don't go and be trained up to understand these rights, which is basically done for free? There's no paid class fee that you have to pay to register for the class. All you have to do is go to your local church and find the right pastor to teach you these rights from Scripture and explain it to you this way. On a weekly basis, we need to go to school every Sunday.
Yes, yes. One thing we've got going for us conservatives, I'm preaching on hope on Sunday. There's still hope. Hope is a powerful thing.
Sure.
Okay, in case you forget to ask me. I'm preaching on hope. Okay. What we've got going for us conservatives, libertarians, we at least have logic and reason on our side still.
Sure.
Fundamental. All of us know that we want to be happy. We know that. Intrinsically, we know that. And let's be logical. But then, because our logic sometimes fails us, that's why we have the Bible that clarifies things. But even then, hey, we have some disagreements here and there on exactly what the teaching of the Bible is, but not on the fundamental issues. No. I mean, Jefferson and Adams had arguments between the Federalists and the Republicans. There was a slightly different twist on those things. And we'll always have those arguments, always, until Jesus comes back and sets up the perfect kingdom. But fundamentally, man, we were started with the Christian values. Everybody believed in natural law, and everybody believed in the morality of the Bible. I mean, everybody.
And we're so far away from that today, because they've taken that education out of our public schools back in the 1960s.
Yeah, nobody even understands natural law anymore. It's in the Declaration of Independence. The word natural law is not in the Constitution per se, but it is in the Ninth Amendment under the whole concept of unlisted rights.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be broadcasting as a public service, church services this Sunday. Our computer system has been restored. Thank you, Devin Lawrence, for pulling two all-nighters for us. But we're back up and running. So, yes, you will be on the radio this Sunday from 11 to noon. If you want to stay home and listen on the radio, that's fine. Prefer you actually go to church and get to see what Pastor Chatfield looks like.
Yeah, you will be disappointed there. But nevertheless, yeah, we'd love to have you guys.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate that. And again, hope is going to be his title from the lesson plan for this Sunday.
Yes.
I'm going to start calling it lesson plans. You got to go to school, people, on Sunday.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Chatfield. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.